This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to visit about something fun. Lewis Days is coming up this weekend. The Lewis Days celebration for 2026 is this Saturday, June 13th, right here in Cass County in Lewis, Iowa. And Julia Schrader is in with us this morning to talk a little bit about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much planning goes into this?
A lot. You have a lot of phone calls. You have a lot of visiting. So it's fun.
People sometimes overlook that when they go to some of these, even the small town celebrations that look, you know, okay, put something nice together for a day. And how tough can that be? Well, they should volunteer for the committee because there's a lot of work that goes into making sure all this stuff happens.
Right. And we're always looking for volunteers. So if you ever want to volunteer in something like this for Lewis, give me a call.
Yeah.
We'll put you to work. That's for sure.
Do you have a big committee?
Not really. I think we have a total of maybe, let's see, 8 that we have that we count on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some participants that come when we need them.
Sure.
But it's always nice to have the people there all the time. And it's also nice to have people that are excited about helping because it's a small community. And we do have quite a few older folks, but then we also have some young folks, too. So if you, you know, ever want to be part of it, just let us know or stop by the city office and leave your name or number and somebody will call you.
Well, we don't want to scare folks off, but
no.
It is committee work.
Yes,
there
it is community.
There is work to do. It's not just sitting around and visiting.
Right, right.
Phone calls have to be made.
Yep.
Deals have to be struck. All kinds of things have to happen to make sure this goes off with as planned. But, you know, also, a lot of folks sit on those committees for a long time and people just kind of expect they'll always be there. And so you always need some fresh blood.
Right, right. Well, because, you know, life happens.
And
when you've got people that always are always there and life happens, we need, you know, some backup. And it's nice to have the backup. And it's not that you're going to be called all the time.
Right.
But it's nice to have a list.
Okay. So to sum up, need some more volunteers to help out. So if you could step up and be a part of it, they just call you.
Yeah, they can call me.
Okay, very good. Or any of the committee members, I suppose,
right,
if they know anyone who's involved.
All right.
Now, we got that bit of business taken care of. Let's get down to the fun stuff, because this Saturday, June 13th, going to have an awful lot of fun. Going to start this year in the afternoon.
Yes, we're going to start at 2 o'clock. But if you want to come for the car show, there's cars, motorcycles, or tractors, you're welcome to come and register at 12:30. We have a sign-up booth for you guys to sign up and pay your
entry fee.
Yes, thank you. And get you set up so that we know where you're going to be. And we have vendors that are coming. They're also coming between noon and 12:30 to set up their booths and their tables. So if you'd like to be a vendor, you're welcome to come. As far as that is concerned, too, we'll find a place for you. And, officially for the people, it's 2 o'clock, but if you'd like to sign up for anything, it's about 12:30.
Cars, tractors, motorcycles. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot involved there. Do you usually get pretty good participation?
Last year we didn't do the motorcycles and the tractors because we put it together so quick, but we did have at least 20, 23, 25 cars last year.
Okay.
So we did have quite a few and it was a nice turnout for them.
Sure. Well, they like to shine them up and then show them off.
Oh, of course.
And then talk about them, too.
Yes.
When you go to a car show, anybody who's ever been to car shows, motorcycle shows, tractors, anything like that, these folks are very proud of that equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They take a lot of pride in keeping it looking nice, keeping it in great running shape, keeping it as original as possible, and they like telling the stories.
Yes. And also this year, we've added a few things.
I see that.
We have added that if you've got loud pipes, we have a meter now, and we are going to have loud pipes. So, you know, rev up that motor. We have a mayor place that he's going to pick his favorites. So those will also be done. And then there's also some other items that he's got, maybe funny car, maybe ugly car. I don't know all of the details on those because I'm not in that part. But he does have trophies for everybody, and we are trying to make it fun so that you guys will come back again next year.
Good.
Because, you know, everybody likes something different.
You bet. So if you've got one, bring it out.
Yeah, show it off.
Sounds like it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in.
No. We'll probably have a trophy for you.
Yeah, especially if it's noisy. Very good. So
that's
kind of an all-day thing. They'll check those in, and then they'll be there all afternoon for the most part for folks to kind of check those out.
Yep. At 5 o'clock is when the awards will go out, okay. And then you're welcome to leave if you want to leave after that.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk about some of the other things, too, because I know it says here vendor fair, flea market, so you've got some folks coming in.
Yes. We have some tables that are being set up, and we have some booths that are being set up, and there's different, I'm not sure all of the ones that are involved, because we have another person taking care of that one, but we do have at least 20 right now, but if you have something that you'd like to show off and sell, you know, give us a call, and we'll put you on the list and find you a place, because it's not a problem.
All right, so right
and it's up always it's everything's outside, so okay. You know, make sure you bring a tent or something, because if it is hot, it will be
sure
a little warm.
Make some shade.
Yeah, make your own.
All right, very good. Well, I see you've got carnival games and things, and a DJ. There'll be some activities for the kids, I assume.
Yep, the carnival games are taken care of by our junior class in Griswold, and they will be taking care of them. We've got also a dunk tank that the junior class will be taking care of.
That'll feel good.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's hot. So if you want to come out and dunk somebody, or if you know somebody that's that goes to Griswold and you see them, come out and shoot some balls at them, you know, dunk them in that water because they'll love it too. We do have a DJ, and he's going to be there all day long playing music for our color guard and our vet area that we're going to have to,
celebrate,
our flag day.
Honor?
Yep. Yes, yep, honor our flag day. Mm-hmm. And Zephyr Mitchell is also going to be playing throughout the day with his guitar. And I have not heard him yet, but he plays here in town. And they say he's pretty good, so we'll have him playing also. The color guard, like I said, we have them coming at 4:30, and we will invite any veteran that would like to come and join the parade of the veterans honoring the flag. We like you to walk down behind them,
great.
The color guard, and you know, and we'll thank you for your services.
What's America 250 this year? So
yes,
it takes
sir.
On even special meaning this
yes,
year, too.
Yes,
very good. All right. Well, we saved the best for last. Let's get to the food.
Okay, the food. We have Dwayne Urich is making up a, kind of like Maid Rites.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I said that right. And we got beans, chips for a meal. It is all free will. So, you know, if you'd like to eat, you're sure welcome to come out and eat. You don't have to have the whole plate of everything. You can have a couple sandwiches with no beans and chips if you'd like. We have a beer garden. Hopefully we will have that set up as well. And we have popcorn all throughout the day. We will have... we have Sarah, I'm sorry, I don't know her last name right off the top of my head, but she is going to perform some tributes to the flag as well. She has a beautiful voice. And then at 8 o'clock, we have a movie, and our movie is called Goat. And if you have never seen that, it's funny. I actually got to see it finally. So that'll be from 8 till about 9:30-ish. And then when the movie's over, we will have fireworks.
Oh, perfect.
So the end of the whole thing will be a display of our fireworks. And if you were there last year or even got to see it out the window from last year, it was a spectacular piece of beauty.
Yeah. Well, we like
awesome.
To see those things this time of the year.
Yes.
Summertime and fireworks always go together well.
Oh, yes, they do.
Very good. Well, this is meant to be a family event.
Yes. Yes. The kids, and we have a bounce house too. Most of the kids, you know, that's what the games are for, is the kids. We do like the vendors have for the the moms, and of course the car show and the tractors and the motorcycles are for the guys. So we got something for everybody. You know, don't feel like you're going to come to the park and not see something, because there's going to be something for you. You just have to look a little bit.
You might be surprised. There might be some fold over from side to side there too. Some of the ladies enjoy some of those rigs as well.
There you go.
Yeah, you betcha. Very good.
We got one more thing that I haven't told you.
All right.
Okay, and one of the things that we have this year is called jail. We have a jailhouse. It's $1 a minute. So if you do come out and want to put somebody in jail, the fundraiser, it's cash only, because we're trying to do this for Lewis, you know, our community, and put somebody in jail for a little while and pay for it. And if they want to get out, they have to pay to get out. So that's one of the highlights this year that we've got that we didn't have last year.
Wow, you're mean.
I want to say it's fun.
Yeah, it is. Is the jail, is it cool and shady?
Well, we'll have it probably underneath a tent or a tree. But if you've ever gone to Walnut and look off to, as you're coming into Walnut from like the Atlantic area, and look off to the right, there's two boxes right there that look like squares. Excuse me, air hole squares and things, that's our jail.
Ah, okay.
So we got an actual jail to go to really use.
Well, if it's shady and cool, you never know. Folks might be volunteering for
there
it,
There you
too.
Go. Hey, that'll work.
Whatever brings in the cash.
There you
good.
Go.
All right.
So we can do it next year.
Are you raising funds for anything in particular, or just to kind of perpetuate the celebration each year?
We raise the funds because we have things throughout the year that we'd like to do. Mm-hmm. And also, if whatever we can for next year... Then that would just roll over for the things for next year, because, you know, somebody's got to buy the food and somebody's got to buy the prizes for the games. And so any donations that we get, we put it toward the celebration, whether it's this one or something else.
Sure. All right. Very good. Sounds like a full day.
Yeah.
roughly 12:30 or so, they'll start checking in for the car, tractor, motorcycle show. Things get really going about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The free will dinner will be at about 5 o'clock in the evening. They'll have a movie later on at night, follow it up with fireworks and all kinds of things in between for folks to enjoy. Vendors, a flea market, games, music, all kinds of good stuff. And, of course, we all come for the food and drink. So,
yes.
Excellent. That's the Lewis Days celebration. 2026, that's this Saturday, June 13th in Lewis, Iowa. Hope you get a chance to come on out. You don't have to be somebody from Lewis to enjoy the town festival. They welcome all.
Yep.
Julia Schrader's been in with us here this morning. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.